This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking classic cars with the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, also contributor to Automobile Magazine and Auto Week Magazine, Dave Kinney. And among other things, we're going to talk about the 2017 Hagerty Hot List of Future Collectible Cars, so some new cars we'll touch on, and an interesting collaboration which was announced in New York City between Hagerty Insurance and the upcoming Dodge Demon vehicle. If you've got a classic car and want to tell us about it, want a free estimate of value, or want some advice, perhaps you're headed to an auction to either buy or sell, or maybe you'd like to know what would be a good first collector car to kind of start a collector car, get into the realm of being a car collector. Dave can help you out on those fronts as well at our toll-free number, which is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com as a backup. Again, this gentleman is not only the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, he is also an independent appraiser himself. We'll kind of talk a little bit about his own business, and also you'll see him between the pages of Automobile and Auto Week. It's always a pleasure to have Dave Kinney with us. Dave, thank you so much for your time. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Why don't we begin by talking a little bit about your own U.S. appraisal business? That's something that we always have so much to talk about, but we never talk about that side of the fence. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been doing that and the kind of services that you offer personally.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Well, I started my business in 1991, you know, obviously when I was 6 years old, right? And because I couldn't be as old as I am now. I started it in 1991, and it was kind of a passion for me, the values of automobiles. I've been an old car guy all my life, and a lot of the times, you know, the question came up of what is something worth. I hooked up with American Society of Appraisers, which is the largest of the multidisciplinary appraisal groups in the United States, with something like 5,000-6,000 members, and took their courses and became a senior member after about 10 years worth of full-time work in the appraisal business. And so what we do are value collector cars. Mostly we're based in the Washington area, so a lot of our work is right around here. But for a lot of times, collectors with maybe 6, 7, 8 or more cars give us a call, and we can go out and take a look at cars around the country and in some cases even around the world. So it becomes a real, you know, kind of fun thing to do for us to get out on the road every once in a while. We're going to Cincinnati, Ohio here next weekend, and it's just one of those things where we hope we're providing a service for people. Most appraisers get called in during transitions. That means divorces and deaths, and people who decide they want to sell their cars, or they're buying a new stable of cars or something like that. And so that's mostly what we get our work for. But it's always fun. It's always different. And I've always enjoyed it because it keeps us on our toes. We really have to do a lot of work in terms of getting, trying to get it right and getting it as right as we possibly can. So that's a big part of our business, but a lot of what I do now is as the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide and writing for a couple of different car magazines. I'm kind of what they call fully employed right now. A lot of times that means we're working on Saturdays and Sundays, even when we don't want to sometimes. But such is the nature of business. You make hay while the sun shines, and no complaints. It's a lot of fun to get that done. But thank you. Yeah, thank you for asking. I really appreciate it, Bob.
We'll just quickly run down. Haggerty put out a list a little while back of 2,000 vehicles under $100,000 that are considered a hot list, maybe future classic collectible cars. And this is always a hard thing to pick. And taking a look at some of the vehicles here on the list, of course, Alfa Romeo has returned to the United States with a couple of different vehicles, including this new sedan, which...
Giulia Quadrifoglio.
That's it. That's right. Very well said.
Quite a mouthful. It's also quite a lot of horsepower. It's 505, and it's a good-looking car. It's a quick car. Alfa has a long, long history in the United States, and they left us for, I guess, about a 20-year period here, and they're back now. So I think it's fun that we have Alfa's back on the list. Probably wouldn't be my top pick, but one definitely worth watching out for. Not a cheap car at all. It's $72,000. It straddles the luxury and performance, thing a lot like some of the Maseratis do as well. But they're good looking cars. And if you've seen one, you'd understand why. People have picked it as a kind of a collector car of the future, including Haggerty. You want to know what my favorite on the list is?
Which one?
That's the Ford Raptor.
It's
not a car at all. It's a pickup truck. It is a no-excuses, window-rattling pickup truck. They are not designed to haul stuff unless it is hauling you, basically, and doing so rather rapidly. It's a truck that really doesn't have a lot of reason to exist except for the fun. And I think that's great because, the Raptor's now been around since 2009, so it's got quite a history. And from what I understand, they're very hard to find for the 2017 Ford Raptors at this time. They're either all sold out or the dealers are asking an additional markup on them. So, but that's on the fun side. And one of the other ones that I like, if we go back to a non-U.S. based car, is the Toyota 86 or 86, and that's the old Scion FRS. Also lives on as a Subaru as well. Good looking cars, and that's on the now what we call cheap end of the spectrum at 26,000 small change. There's a bunch of choices there, and a bunch of things to look out for. As usual, not all the cars on the list are cars. There's even another pickup truck, the Colorado ZR2. So all kinds of things to think about if you keep your car for a long period of time or you want to buy a collector car of the future. And then, of course, this is just a list that Haggerty came out with. There's a lot of other cars that could show up on this list, depending on what your needs and wants are. It's one of those things that's more to start a discussion than to end a discussion. How's that?
That's very well said. Some of the others on Haggerty's list, the Audi TTRS. This is a TT with a five-cylinder engine, 400 horsepower, 0 to 62. That's the European equivalent of 0 to 60. That's what they tend to publish over in Europe, 3.7 seconds. The Camaro ZL1, the second generation of the Camaro ZL1, this one packing the same engine as the Corvette Z06 and the Cadillac CTS-V with the same horsepower rating, which is different from past generations. Amazing 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque. When we come back, we'll wrap up this list, and we'll also just touch on the Dodge Demon vehicle, which was unveiled during the media days of the New York International Auto Show just within the last few days. And they've got a special alliance with Haggerty as well. So this is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Dave Kinney is with us. We're talking classic cars on Auto World, as well as the Haggerty list of future collectible vehicles. And we'll just finish up this list quickly. Fiat is represented with the 124 Spider Abarth. This is, of course, based on the Miata. However, it's got unique styling, both interior and exterior, and it's also got a different engine than the Miata. The Miata is represented on the list as a future collectible in their latest rendition, which is the RF, which is a hard top targa roof variant of the Miata. Previous generation had a retractable hardtop, but this generation offers a little bit different take on that and pretty decent price point, Dave, $31,555. Not too bad.
Not bad at all. No.
And then we
rounding it out, we've got the Porsche 718 Cayman and the Boxster. Also another interesting choice because a lot of people really like the newer Boxsters and the Caymans, even though the early ones got panned a little bit. And so, not seriously, but there were some things that people wanted to get straightened out. And people have really stepped up and really enjoy the Boxster. They're not cheap, though. They started in the mid-50s. And, of course, with Porsches, you can work your way way, way up. And then what's left on the list? We've got a Corvette Grand Sport, I guess, as well. A great choice. Again, not cheap, but boy, what a car. 60 seconds at 3.6, 11.8 second quarter mile time. It's a big dog. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's quite the car to have. So, a lot of stuff to look at. And, you know, it's hard to make a bad choice these days in terms of, new cars. It's just that some of them will become collectible before other ones do. And, of course, it's hard to tell what the marketplace is going to love 5 and 10 and 15 years from now. I mean, who would have thought we'd ever be talking about collectible SUVs? But, boy, they're out there now. So one more thing to remember. Don't ever say never because it could possibly wind up being collectible almost no matter what it is.
It's so true. And as you point out with this Corvette Grand Sport, it's a great choice for people who will like the kind of aggressive styling of the Z06 combined with the base engine without the extra power. And there have been other Grand Sport collectibles, the 63, and I remember vividly the C4 variant from 1996, blue with the hash mark.
Yeah, marks on the side. They're a good looking car. They were dark blue with either a blue or red interior. Good looking cars, really good looking cars.
Absolutely. And recently in New York, the wraps were taken off. A very potent automobile, the Hellcat, of course, with 707 horsepower from Dodge, available in both a Challenger and Charger configuration. Also now to be offered in Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Trackhawk edition. But this ups the ante significantly. Probably one of the most unusual marketing schemes that I've ever seen with a vehicle. I understand a little bit more now that it's been officially unveiled. It can be configured many different ways, but here's a car theoretically that you can purchase as a one-seater. If you do want a passenger seat, it's a dollar extra. If you want a back seat, it's a dollar extra. But 0 to 60, 2.3 seconds, that's the world record right now for production vehicles, most powerful V8 production vehicle, and the quarter mile time in the nines with factory street legal drag racing tires on board. And Hagerty is the official insurer of this vehicle. I guess folks at FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobile, must be expecting that to insure one of these beasts is going to cost you a ton.
Well, I think that's part of it, but I guess the other part of it is that if you're just driving a quarter of a mile at a time, you're not gonna get a lot of use on it. So I don't know what's gonna actually happen. I love that that both the passenger seat or the rear seat is a $1 option. So you can spend $2 and bring three friends along, right? That's kind of funny.
Yep. And some other things are optional too that they don't. But if you want to make it more of a grand touring vehicle, you can get the 900 watt Harman Kardon sound system and a sunroof and complete Laguna leather treatment. But if you're just going to use it on the drag strip, it even comes with a special crate filled with all kinds of drag strip goodies, including a 4-point harness.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable, and of course, I think this is the first car ever that can do a wheelie right out of the box. I mean, it's pretty astonishing. I mean, who would have thought even just a few years ago that we'd be getting more potent and faster and let's just call it for what it is, more just insanity from the manufacturers. And this is a big reveal. I wasn't in New York, but I did watch it online, and it took them an hour to roll the thing out. And I have to tell you, instead of the usual kind of sleepy-eyed boredom you get after a few minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes of the anticipation, they did a good job building it up. And I know that this is Hegarty's first first new car that they will be insuring, which is kind of fun. And I think that's kind of a brand new idea for them. They're saying that we're in the collector car business, and nowadays, sometimes collector cars are only 10 or 5 or, in this case, 5 minutes old. So maybe the years don't have as much to do with it anymore. Of course, Bob, it wasn't more than 15, 20 years ago that everybody said it. You had to wait for 25 years for a car to be collectible. And then, people start talking about 15 and 10 years, but now you see these cars that are built as instant collectibles, and they truly are, unlike some of those kind of tapes and stripes packages from the 70s and 80s that did take some time to become collectible. Sometimes they're very special editions of kind of cool cars.
Very well said, Dave. And talk about the height of the performance era right now. I mean, there are so many vehicles that you could purchase, and with the upcoming EPA ratings, 55 miles per gallon corporate average fuel economy, I don't think we're going to see as many of these type of vehicles. They'll still be offered, but in different type of configuration. But for arrested adolescents like myself, who like the traditional V8 engine and some of the traditional past decades, this is a great opportunity to step in and get one of these vehicles, and chances are it will be collectible. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about classic cars. What auctions has Dave been to? I think he was at one recently where President Trump had a vehicle go over the block. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for being here each and every week at this very same time. My name is Bob Long. Dave Kinney's along for the ride. He is the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, contributor to both Auto Week, Automobile Magazine, and also has his own appraisal company, U.S. Appraisal. And we've been talking a lot about future collectibles. Let's talk about some recent places that you've been and auctions that you've attended. I believe you were at an auction recently in Florida where President Trump had a vehicle go over the block, a vehicle that used to be owned by the president, and it wasn't gold. That surprised me.
Yeah, there was no gold trim on it. A lot of us couldn't believe that he owned something that wasn't decked out in gold. but all seriousness aside, it was a red Ferrari with tan leather, and it was a car that he bought new. Interesting in that that's the first Ferrari ever bought by a sitting, or pardon me, ever owned by a president that any of us know of. It made it an interesting play. It basically sold for about twice what it would have if it didn't have the presidential, information or the presidential, signature involved in the car. And actually there is a copy of the original paperwork with his very distinctive, very large signature on it. So it's interesting in that, somebody owns a car that was, the first Ferrari, probably ever owned by a sitting president. But the interesting part is that, Trump might, buy another Ferrari, when, when he's no longer president and might buy two or three. So, you know, it might not be the only Ferrari ever owned by a president if something like that happens. So it's an interesting kind of play for somebody. But probably destined to go in a museum at some time, which is kind of sad. Ferrari should go on the road, not in museums necessarily, but we'll see what happens. It did not sell on the block for a bid of $245,000, but it was announced very, very shortly after the car left the block that it did sell. Of course, there's always a fee that's added on to the, to the auction of 10%, and it was announced sold for $270,000 all in. Had it been not a presidential car, it might have been as low as 115, 125, something like that, maybe as much as 140, something along those lines. So it was interesting to see. Not a lot of draw, but then again, a lot of times celebrity cars don't do as well as people think they will, especially when the celebrity's not necessarily voted for being a car person. A lot of times, Bob, you and I have talked about the whole Steve McQueen effect. Steve McQueen, who everybody wants one of his cars because he was a lifelong car guy, raced them, drove them in movies, drove them fast in movies, wrecked them, kind of a interesting guy all the way around. And so, if it's a Steve McQueen car, you could see maybe 10 times the value of the car or 8 or 7. Not so much with presidents, often not so much with Hollywood actors. And, like I said about the Trump car here, a Hollywood actor can go out and buy a Rolls Royce, and it could be their Rolls Royce, but they can go out and buy another Rolls Royce, and then another one after that. And all of a sudden, they've got three of them. So celebrity value is one of the things you deal with when you're an appraiser, and it's kind of fun, and it's interesting to look into. But a lot of the times for us in the car world, it depends on what their relationship was to automobiles throughout their life. So if they're known as a car person, it can bring more than if they're just a person who has a car. So, but that was at Auctions America in Fort Lauderdale. There were actually two auctions within the last 2 weeks. There was Fort Lauderdale, and then there was Barrett Jackson in in Palm Beach at the one of the state fairgrounds, and both of them were very well attended sales. I had more fun, I have to tell you, at the Auctions America sale. There were more of my buddies down there, more people I knew. A lot of the times when you go to Barrett Jackson, for me, you see people who, make it kind of a family event and go out. So you have a lot of people who, aren't necessarily involved in the auction world, but they know about Barrett Jackson because they've seen it on TV. And both auctions, I think, did pretty well. I've got the numbers for Auctions America. I believe it was a $17 million sale, for the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Barrett Jackson sale probably around the same numbers for their Thursday, Friday, and Saturday sale. But good time of the year to be in Florida, as you well know. Still was a little bit of cold, up and down the East Coast. That's weeks past now. So we're looking forward to the future. And summertime is not the busiest of auction times. There's auctions all the time, but none of the really big ones happen again until in the United States, at least, until August in Monterey. So between then, there's a few dozen. Beacom's got one of their big ones coming up in Indianapolis. Always a great sale. And Bonhams has one in Greenwich, Connecticut, coming up in about 45 days, something like that. So I'll be on the road again as usual, taking a look at cars going through the auctions and talking to people and then going and visiting dealers and visiting collections and everything else. It's a really tough job, Bob, but somebody's got to do it. So,
very good, Dave. And what trends do you see emerging out there? I mean, one of the trends that I noticed from the sidelines at Amelia was a little bit of a shift towards, again, towards the beginning of the hour, where we're talking about future collectibles or really halo cars, lots of those seem to be gathering attention, the LaFerraris of the world, of the Carrera GTs. Certainly we see the 2005, 2006 Ford GTs become instant collectibles, but it seems like some of the younger buyers with a lot of cash, they want the hottest recent halo cars from some of these manufacturers.
Yeah, you're right, Bob. Well, I mean, it makes perfect sense because the cars that our dads and moms like aren't the cars that we necessarily like. We might grow up around them, but it's not necessarily what we want to have when we, out and old enough to have some money to buy one of these cars. And so it's another shift, and we're seeing a lot of cars from the 80s and 90s and even 2000s. You know, I live in a small place in Fairfax County called Great Falls in Virginia, and we have a Cars and Coffee, and I've been there while I was there this weekend, and probably be there next couple weekends when I'm in town. I go, and it was really great to see what we're seeing is a lot of young people interested in cars. I know that's completely contrary to what you read in some people that the 20 somethings, the 30 somethings, and certainly the teenagers have no interest in automobiles. Well, the average age at this event, which is free, and it's just every Saturday morning, like lots of Cars and Coffees, the average age is people who grew up being when they were born, they had a computer in their next room, and so they're computer natives. So a lot of 15 to 25 year olds here, and we're not just talking boys, we're talking girls. And we're not just talking, kids. We're talking entire families are coming out to these events. So it's great to see. It's nice to know that the collector gene for a lot of people will live on. But as you said, maybe it's not the 65 Mustangs anymore. Maybe it's the 2011 Mustangs that wind the watch of the younger people, or the 2016s or the 2009s, because they'll soon be affordable for somebody who's out on their own and has a full-time job. They might be able to afford one of these sub $10,000 cars by the time they get around to it. And there's some great choices in that field and in that price range right now. Of course, it's tough to say what crystal ball will say is going to be the one to have, but the one to have is the one you want. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Cars are meant to be driven. Don't be buying them, putting them away, and hoping that they're going to eventually bring you a jackpot full of money. You're much better off taking Dave's advice and my advice. Buy something you really want and take it out for a nice drive. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-721-4928. That's 1-800-721-4928. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, The Old Car Guy. That's the oldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
He's the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, contributor to Auto Week and Automobile Magazine, and he's got his own business as well, U.S. Appraisal. Dave Kinney is with us, and we're talking about classic cars and getting a couple of emails filtering in here. Let's see, out of Corpus Christi, Texas, listening on KEYS. Christopher has a question for Dave. He says he's got a budget of about $10,000, and he wants to know what would make for a good first-time entry-level classic car. Of course, it all depends on what you like, Christopher, but Dave, what would you recommend?
Yeah, and it depends on whether you want two seats, four seats, if you want a top that goes down. There's all kinds of choices in the $10,000 range. You know, I'm going to go back to that Mustang I was talking about because there's so many of them out there. You can kind of pick a year to go along with your budget. And I would say first stop would be that. Then I'd also go back to some of the Japanese collectible cars, if that's something that of interest to Christopher. You know, there's a lot of interesting cars that are Mitsubishi 3000 GT comes to mind would be a car that you can find a really, really nice example in that kind of price range and still have some money left over. If you are okay going with a four-door car, of course, four-door cars are almost always cheaper than two doors. Then there'd be some fun stuff from the 60s and 70s, things like Ford Fairlane, something along those lines. And of course, all kinds of Chevy, all kinds of GM cars from Grand Prix you could probably find. Of course, they're two doors. Only 1 year of Grand Prix was convertible, so mostly all would be coupes. You know, I would say that there's, you know, the choice is just almost endless. Now, I will say, buy the best example of whatever car it is you can buy. In other words, don't get the one that needs a little something here and a little something there unless you're very, very qualified and can do it. You're better off downgrading the car that you want to get a better example of a less expensive car than you are stretching when you go looking for the car. And you've got to save some money alongside. There's always going to be other costs, starting with just regular maintenance, but don't forget titling and licensing fees and all that sort of stuff. But there's always, you have to save a little money aside for the unexpected as well. And from that standpoint, it depends on what your resources are. If you're maybe come from a family of GM car owners, then everybody understands them. That might be something that would be fun. Another great choice, of course, would be a Camaro or a Firebird from, Firebird stopped quite a few years ago, but something from the previous generations of Camaros or Firebirds. You're not going to get the hottest one. You're not going to get the one that everybody wants for that kind of money, but there's some really, really good choices out there. Cars got less complicated at the same time they got more complicated, Bob. How's that? When cars went to a whole bunch of electronic stuff, they became more reliable. But that also means that they're harder to fix. And, the shade tree mechanic, the type of work that I can do myself, which is very, very limited, became even more limited. But then again, there wasn't as much need for it because stuff doesn't break down as much. So if you identify with something from the 60s or 70s or 80s or 90s, that's probably the first place to start looking. But always buy the best example of what you can find, even if it costs a little bit more, or if you have to downgrade your choice from the very best year to the second best year, you're better off getting the better one in the long run because it's going to make you happier and it's not going to spend as much time at your mechanics or in your garage.
Really good advice, Dave. No question about it. Here's another quick question that we'll see if we can get in. This one comes from Pam, and Pam is listening in Florida. And Pam wants to know about how much a Triumph TR6 would be today. She said she remembered back in high school it was a car that she always wanted to have, never could afford it, and now looking back to the 70s, she's wondering if she can afford a TR6, and that's a pretty hot collectible.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of. I saw one sell last weekend for around the $20,000 mark. They do get more expensive than that occasionally, but not too often. I think that if you have a budget of $15,000, you can find a darn nice example. Now, the earlier ones didn't have the big bumpers on them, and some people don't like the big rubber bumpers. I don't think they look all that bad on a TR6. I never thought they really took away a lot from the look of the car. For those of you who don't remember, the TR6 made by Triumph is a British sports car, and in a world of four-cylinder cars, it was a six-cylinder car, so it always had a little bit more power. I've owned two of them. I loved them. Both of mine were brown in color with a sable interior, and so of course it really looked like it was from that 70s era, but a fun car to drive. Both of mine had an overdrive transmission, really fun to drive, and you'd never quite get lost because there was always that drip of oil following behind you. Before there was GPS, Bob, there was that drift of oil you could follow back home. I'm kidding. I'm exaggerating. They're fun cars, and they're easy cars to drive, and I think they're really easy cars to love. I'm a big guy. I can get in and out of them, and I think that's important as well. Everybody gives you a smile when you drive a Triumph TR6. I can tell you that. And, if you're going to stop at the grocery store, or you're going to stop at the Quickie Mart or whatever, be sure that you put in an extra 10 minutes of time because people are going to come up and tell you about the one that they had or the one their boyfriend had or girlfriend had or whatever, or even now, the one that their parents had. So they're a real great car to connect with people. They weren't expensive when new, so They're not a, you know, a posh car. They're just a fun car and a fun car to drive.
Yeah, excellent advice, Dave. No question about it. 855-660-4261 if you have a question for Dave, or if you'd like to email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com. Dave, do you have a telephone number to give out for your own personal appraisal services?
Yeah, my office number is 703, and that's, of course, in the Washington area. I'm in Northern Virginia, 759-9100, or you can go to usappraisal.com. So the phone number is 703-759-9100, but it's also usappraisal.com. So if you have questions, or if you have that collection of Bugattis that you've been thinking about selling, or maybe even Triumph TR6s, be happy to help you. We have been able to help clients with valuations since 1991 when we started business. And the best part about, like I said, the best part about the old car hobby and the old car business is always the people that we meet. You know, we've made friends, and both my wife and I have really enjoyed some of the very long lasting and very rewarding friendships we've had with people over cars. I think that's at the end of the day, that's much better than the money side of it. It's the making friends.
Yeah, no, absolutely true. Get to hang out with a lot of cool people, like-minded people, and cuts across all demographics, income-wise and otherwise, and that's always interesting as well. Let's talk a little bit about a vehicle here that's being sent in by a gentleman named Harper. Harper is listening in Massachusetts on WCCM, and Harper wants to know a little bit about the collectability of the Volvo P1800. Now, that's a vehicle you don't see a whole lot of.
No, as a matter of fact, you can think of The Saint, the TV show from the 1960s. He drove a P1800. Lovely cars. There was one that just sold this week, or now we're talking a couple weeks ago, at Auctions America. That brought over $50,000. It was an early one, and it was the one that was built in Britain, believe it or not. I don't know if you knew this, but the people who made Jensens made the first bodies for those Swedish cars. And, of course, they were known for being a little more rust-prone than the Swedish ones. But that aside, we're seeing collectible P1800s, starting in the 15 range, going all the way up to 50 now, and very collectible cars.
Everybody check out Dave's work at Hagerty, the Hagerty Price Guide, Hagerty.com, and we'll look for his stories in Auto Week and Automobile, and don't be a stranger. Call him up personally if he can help you out. Dave, thank you for being with us here today.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillips was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DINOVITE.com.
We started feeding him the Dynavite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dynavite right from the beginning, and they'll make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com. Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.